Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Those people who commit suicide, they got nothing to live for.
But no, they do it, they have honor. Nothing. They do it in honor.
Well, that's what it appears to be, but the actual truth is that they have nothing to live for. They have what other than refugee camps. Literally. Literally. Refugee camps, you can't believe, you can't be a human and live in a refugee camp. You can't believe how inhumane, you know, refugee camps.
Oh my God. Journey to Topaz in like fifth grade.
Nope.
I don't remember.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I didn't pick that book, though.
What?
Pick a different book.
So, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We are recording.
Yes, Zainab.
Men assaulted them, and then they sometimes take off their clothes, the guards. Okay, no, we're not talking about this. We're talking about something else.
Yeah.
We're talking about, okay, basically what I'm saying, those who commit like societal things, they have nothing to live for. Trust me, if they have something to live for, they won't do it. Did you ever heard about an American citizen doing societal things?
Yeah.
Oh, the series about high school, that girl. Audrey.
A lot of hot people. And then there were some celebrities.
What was it? Amanda Todd.
No, that's not. Societal operation means blow up himself or herself. When people are there.
Oh, wait, I don't want to make suicides.
Yeah, it's
they call them suicide operations? Or what do
suicide bombings.
Suicide bombings, yeah.
Why are you upset about
the people,
I don't like it.
The people who have good life will never do suicidal bombing. Why? Because they have something to live for. The people who do it, like I've never heard about an American citizen doing it because people here, American citizens here, have a good life. So they are not going to do it. Okay. Now, the first question. They say, Bin Laden shares the same religion like you.
Yeah, reply. Just my friend told me.
Huh?
Just my friend told me.
Yes. Then how do you reply to that?
Oh, I laughed.
Well, okay. But there is a better answer. You can tell them, Hitler shared the same religion as you.
Oh, that's good. As
who?
Oh,
as
Hitler.
Yours. Okay. Hitler shares.
But what
the
if
same
they don't
religion.
Have a religion?
Well, says Hitler shares the same religion as Christians.
Huh? About Hitler? How come they don't get bad press about
because the majority.
Because Hitler is not useful in the Führer Incorporation. I'm going to talk about Führer Incorporation. It's a business, and somebody is paying for it.
Does anybody have
you can explain that. Timothy McVeigh, you know Timothy McVeigh?
No.
Timothy McVeigh, if you look him up, he's a guy, he's an American guy, white.
Hitler had the same religion as what?
Christian.
No, Jews.
As you, which is a Christian.
He killed all the Jews.
Yeah.
As yours. So, Timothy McVeigh and the people abortion, there are people who are abortion group, anti-abortion group against abortion, and that's what they do. They blew up abortion clinics in the name of Christianity. So in the name of Jesus, they blew up Christian. They blew up. They didn't do suicidal bombing, but they just bombed the abortion clinics. It happened in the East Coast and in the West Coast.
With people inside,
yes. And also, when they did it in the name of Jesus. Said Jesus don't want. They were radicals. So, yeah.
Wait, no,
you can look it up.
That in the Bible, abortion is.
Yeah, it is true. In the Bible, in Islam, abortion is haram unless it is a risk to the mother. If it's a risk to the mother, then yes, you can have an abortion. Otherwise, no, you can't. Because you don't own that baby, it's a creation of Allah.
But even if you were raped?
Even if you raped me.
You can't blame the child for that.
No,
uh-huh. Can you
like
put them up for adoption if
you're
really need to
fill? Yes, you can do that. Yes. Adoption is possible.
Well, people are like, why do we have to go through the pain of pregnancy just
abortion?
Is
that
the way you
can
abortion?
Is it TIO? TIO.
Abortion.
I think it's
about
UGI, sorry.
Okay. So Timothy McVeigh and those guys hijack the name of the religion? Hijack the name of the religion means you do something in the name of the religion. Zionism, you know what Zionism is?
Yes.
Zionism is a movement, political movement, that was established by a guy called Theodor Herzl. Theodor Herzl in 1897.
Okay,
so
who said
that
quote?
Islam is terrorism, Muslims are terrorists.
It's just
regular.
This is what they say. This is what he taught.
Timothy.
Okay. There are three more examples. We have Timothy McVeigh. You have Jerry Adams. Jerry Adams is the president of the chief of the Irish Republican Army. Did you hear about the Irish Republican Army? The terrorist group that does suicidal bombing. And it's the Irish Republican Army is Catholic. It's Catholic Army. Okay, so it's not a shame to the Catholics, the Catholic people. Why? Because it does not represent them. What happens is that some group would like to hijack the name of the religion. Like Bin Laden hijacked the name of Islam.
Okay, Irish Republican Army?
Yes, IRA. And Jerry Adams is the president. And I think they are still fighting and bombing until today, if I'm not mistaken.
Who are?
The Irish Republican Army.
With who?
It's a Catholic group that fights a Protestant group in Ireland. Well, we
because
can look
guess
up,
what? Ireland is awesome.
We can look up more because Catholics are being oppressed.
Awesome.
Oh,
so,
they have Irish accents.
So they're fighting against Protestant. So now they don't represent Catholics, do they?
No.
So now Bin Laden hijacked the name of religion, the name of Islam, to use to his own political views. He thinks that he has certain political views. And then he adopted Islam to support his political views. So that's called hijacking of Islam. Okay? So that's what Bin Laden did, hijacking of Islam. Now, now, people might say also, there are many Americans that are killed by Muslims. How do you answer this? If people say there are so many Americans killed by Muslims, what do you say?
What about Adam Sandler?
Huh? Jerry Adam?
No, I mean, the Adam guy who did the Connecticut shooting.
Adam Sandler.
There was a shooting in Connecticut.
He's a
It killed practically the entire school, and it was really big for a while. And then the school was completely like, and then the guy afterwards just made suicide. And apparently he kept on like his mother like bought him a gun when he was like 15.
No, she didn't buy him.
Wait,
she just had guns in the house.
Because
Yeah, but hold on.
I read an article.
Let's not expand on this. Let's just focus on these examples. The Jews say that the Zionist hijacked the name of Judaism. Okay? And used it to for their own
Zionist?
Political views. What did you say? Zina, you want to say?
The applied to Americans are a lot of Americans are killed by Muslims every day. We applied to a lot of Muslims who are killed by Christians.
MashaAllah. Takbir. You know the ratio of the Muslims who are killed by Americans versus the Americans killed by Muslims? Yeah. What? How many people were killed in Iraq war? 2 million people? Yeah, were killed in Iraq. There's a lot of people that were killed by... There are a lot of Muslims that are killed by Americans. So when you say number of Muslims killed by Americans... You can say number of Muslims killed by Americans are far, 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 far more than number of Americans killed by Muslims. Yeah. Way far. So the Zionist movement was established by a guy called...
How do you spell Zionist?
Zionist, Z-I-O-S-I-N-T, something like that. So the number, hold on. Zionism was established by Theodor Herzl. Can you switch seats so that you, if you want to correct her, you're closer?
A-S-O.
Okay. Theodor.
I'm horrible at spelling. I get it.
Theodor Herzl, in the year 1897, established a movement, political movement called Zionism, which is that gather all the Jews in Palestine. So now he kidnapped the name of Judaism to use that. There are many Jews, especially the ones in a Jewish organization called Not in My Name. Not in My Name. That's the name of the organization. They say that Judaism is a spiritual religion. Zionism is a political movement. And they are giving a bad name to Judaism. So they kidnapped or hijacked the name of Judaism to do the same thing.
So when
is 1897. Theodor Herzl. So now the... whenever you say Zionism, the name of the Jewish religion comes into your mind. Just like whenever you say Al-Qaeda, the name of Muslims come into your mind, right? So Al-Qaeda is giving Islam a bad name, just like Zionism is giving Judaism a bad name. Okay? You know that the British used to say what to about the American freedom fighters?
I'm British, you're not as good as me. Mm-hmm.
No, they used to say what about the American freedom fighters? Fighters, huh?
Yankee Doodle is actually an insult. Yankee is a type of way of dressing, a silly way of dressing like goth, and Doodle is cool.
Yeah, but the British...
British?
The British called the freedom fighters American freedom fighters. They called... British called them terrorists. We're calling the American freedom fighting, who is fighting for the freedom of America, called them what? Terrorists. The bottom line I'm trying to say here, one man terrorist is another man freedom fighter. Who understands this? One man terrorist is another man freedom fighter. Go ahead.
It means to one person that... person may be a terrorist, but to another person, that man is a hero.
Freedom fighter, hero, yes. The evidence is that the British used to call the American freedom fighters terrorists. So the American terrorist, boom. Now, did you learn about homegrown terrorism?
Yeah.
Homegrown terrorism is terrorism that grew up here in the United States. Just like Timothy McVeigh. Timothy McVeigh went into Oklahoma City and he bombed the federal building.
Ooh.
Yes, he bombed the whole building and a lot of people got killed. And guess what? As soon as the incident happened, I think 1996, you guys were not born yet, the whole entire nation accused the Muslims. Right away! And then they got a big egg on the face.
Wait, why would they accuse Muslims? 9/11 didn't happen yet.
Yes, but people had this conception about Muslims from before.
That's how 9/11 grew into such a scary event. I mean, you have to have fear before to, like...
To build up on it.
Yeah, so, like, the basis of fear was then it kind of was, like, accusations. We kind of had, like, a shield in a way because it didn't include us. And then when 9/11 happened, everybody's like, oh, my God.
In the minute, in the first minute, I remember that. Once it happened, we all Muslims got scared because we get the backlash. And then they said right away in the television, this has to be a Muslim terrorist group. And then they got a big egg on the face when they found out that it was done by Timothy McVeigh. Timothy McVeigh was this is a homegrown terrorism from inside the United States. It has nothing to do with Islam. Got it?
Just one question. Did Laden know that there were actual Muslims in America? So why did he bomb it and allow us to take backlash?
Because of his beliefs. He believes that this is the...
He had some
in a state of war.
Version.
But we're still Muslims, right?
No. He believes that we are in a state of war and he can kill the Muslims and the Americans. The Muslim Americans and the non-Muslim Americans.
Huh?
Because he's in a state of war with America.
Maybe because he had a problem with Muslims here.
So he would hit Muslims if they are teaming up with America. Like
if
we are
in his way. He's like, okay, here's my enemy. You stand in between us. I don't care. You're going down.
That's exactly what he did. And there were so many Muslims killed in 9/11, by the way. Many Muslims killed in 9/11.
I know someone else killed in 9/11.
Yeah. So
you know someone?
I know someone else killed in 9/11.
Go ahead.
If it's not personal, what were you doing?
Oh, when this one, I told my wife to stay home because they can figure out she's a Muslim by her scarf. And then the Sikh from India, you know the Sikh that wear the turbans?
Yeah.
Get killed and shot because they mistake them for Muslims because they wear that turban.
Well then.
Huh?
Oh, I mean, like,
Muslims don't wear a turban. That's, yeah, so the
yeah.
Sikh... The Sikh came out and they say, we're not Muslims and we don't like Muslims. So leave us alone. When they say we're not Muslims, fine, but we don't like Muslims, that was a bad thing. You just say we're not Muslim and leave us alone. But anyway, they want to just like distance themselves from us as far as possible. But they still get attacked until today by ignorant people who see the turban of Bin Laden and they think about the Indian Sikh turban.
Who here knows Sheikh Abed from WPMA?
Me! He knows me too!
Okay. So, he stood up, he was in graduate school, and he's kind of like, there's a guy who wore a turban, and he's like, which one do you think is Muslim, me or him? And then he gave an entire lecture because they thought it was the one wearing the turban.
Not stereotypical.
Right?
Let's talk stereotypes. Asians draw us.
Asians are good at math. Asians are good at math.
It's like A
for Asian.
A for Asian,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, I get it.
That's
yeah,
another stereotype.
Like bad Asian. C is for can't be Asian. D, don't even try to be Asian. And then like failure Asian.
That's another stereotype.
Susan,
Sabrina, please
tell me your secret.
What?
I think
you blend. I have to say.
Okay.
I think Selena knows how to blow her nose.
Okay. Off the topic of noses. Because that's quite awkward. I mean.
Now, there is. Now, let me.
Unless you can't smell. That's the bad news.
Now, let me tell you what made Muslims have this reputation. There is something concept called fear incorporation. Fear incorporation is a business model, is a way to make money. Okay, first of all, to spread fear, somebody has to finance it. To spread fear is not free. Somebody has to pay for it. Okay, somebody has to pay for
Literally and metaphorically, like you have to pay money and you also have to pay for it. Like fear, it's always towards somebody, so that person's going
to generate. You need to advertise in the media, and you need to put a lot of money in the media to advertise and create fear against a certain group. So fear resulting from ignorance, that's not that much as fear resulted from media propaganda.
Any particular religious
activity?
I know, right?
No. You have Fox 11, Fox News is ribbing Muslims, tormenting Muslim image left and right, and nobody is able to do anything. And it's a mainstream media. You cannot defeat it. So basically, somebody has to pay, somebody has to stand and pay and advertise, like, Give Americans that impression that Muslims are terrorists and the God of Muslims is militant God. By the way, during the war, the Christians say, before the war, Hermagdon, what's that war? Hermagdon. Can you say it?
Armageddon.
Before the war, Armageddon, Jesus is going to come down wearing war clothes.
Really?
This one, I heard it by my own ears.
Where do you get
I watched that Christian channel.
When?
2-3 yeah. months ago. And I heard it from Billy Graham. And he was saying, do you think God is going to come down to earth wearing... white clothes with a whatever, what is it called, flower? No, he's going to come up and he's going to go down in a war clothes, militant clothes.
Where do they get this information?
From the Bible.
Where did this copying topic come from?
Well, it has prophecies.
They think that
prophecies like, from the Bible.
I got it today because
that was awesome. No, that's when he comes back, he's going to come up in a wearing war clothes.
Where did this come from?
I always do this.
I know, but where did it, like, where did
it,
from
yeah.
what?
Okay, he was
talking about
Armageddon. Wait, no, ask him, I
always do this. Armageddon, or whatever. And he was talking about...
No, what topic did this come from? Like, how did this happen to that topic?
Oh, meaning that they say the Muslim God is a militant God, right? So I heard from my own ears that they are saying that Jesus is going to come down wearing military So, who is the militant God? Okay, the five pillars of Islam, they have war in them, right?
No.
No, okay, good. How about the six pillars of faith?
There are six pillars of faith.
Yeah, to believe in Allah, His messenger,
like
His group.
Iman,
yes.
God, can you tell me?
Do they have war in them?
Angels.
Okay, so it's not an essential practice.
Believing that
does anybody actually
know what Jesus looks like? What are the pillars of faith? Well, you'd be able to
recognize. What are the pillars of faith?
What if you just like
to believe in Allah?
Yeah, he is going. I think he's going to be in pure white clothes and he's going to smell like perfume.
And the day of judgment.
We don't have the specifics and it's like
and
not solid yet.
Decisions
but
made by
we know that we're going to be able to recognize him because he's not going to look like us. Because it's changed. The world has changed since.
So he's going to come looking like the people from his time.
We don't know for sure.
The prophecy does not detail. It just tells generally that it's going to come down.
These prophecies, they believe
they are right prophecies.
How do you spell the Armageddon word thingy?
A-R-M-G.
That's all I heard.
Okay. Now I don't want the class to be to turn into spelling thing. So
Armadillo.
Yeah, it's an armadillo totally.
Armadillo. There we go.
Okay. We don't want a lot of corrections. At the end we'll sit together and then we can correct what's on the board. Okay? So now let's move on. Yes, fear infiltration. Now, what is the output of this fear infiltration? Okay, listen to this very simplified example. Okay? Somebody has a house. Somebody lives in a house. Okay? And he lives fine. And this is his backyard. So house, backyard. And another guy knocks on the door. Another guy knocks on the door and says, there's a monastery in your backyard. There's a monastery in your backyard. And then he shows you pictures. He shows you pictures of whatever, cut and paste pictures or whatever, but he said, look, here are the pictures that shows there is a monastery in your backyard. So the guy is going to be scared. Listen, the guy is going to be what?
Scared.
You will be what? Afraid and scared. You got it? Here is the key word. Then, once he's scared, he's ready for the next step. Then you tell him, if you hire me as a security guy, I'm going to protect you from the monster in the backyard. So now, here we go. This is a job. He got himself a job. Okay? Using what? Fear and corporation. Then,
I get it.
Then after a while, because when people are afraid, they are willing to do anything and give up many rights. So, you know, people had no problems after when they are scared to give up the privacy rights, the human rights, the civil rights. Okay? They say exchange rights for security. Give up rights, we give you security. You see, the game, what is it called?
Like
there were a bunch of peasants, and they had to like swear
their loyalty, and they could never leave the land,
and
they had to
constantly
serve the king. They were practicing
slaves. In exchange for his protection. Right. See, look, it's an exchange. They say you give up your rights in exchange of security. So here's the guy. He says, okay, that monster hired his cousins, and now we have a family of monsters in your backyard, and I can't fight them all by myself. So, can you please, because I can't fight them all by myself, can you please allow me to hire a group with me?
Be quiet!
A group, security group? Then you say, yes, of course, and I pay you the money. So here we go. He got the job.
Okay, you guys, really?
You're not funny.
You're just distracting the entire class.
No.
But
yeah. Shut up, Sonia.
I'm distracted.
Okay, just hold on. You see the fear and corporation here? You see how it is propagating? So now why? Because it's a business. The people who are working in the security business, okay, they don't want to lose their jobs. They actually want the organization and the agency to grow bigger and bigger. Agency, yeah. Like, for example, the CIA, Central Intelligence Agency.
What's the British people?
They want the CIA to grow, and they want it to be stronger, and to want it.
Oh, you haven't realized yet, it's Fear Incorporated. Fear Incorporated? Yeah, because what happens is that once you're in American soil, it's, like, safe, but, like, there's the FBI for here, and then CIA is for everything else. And then it's really, really large, and it's supposed to, like, they want a purpose. And everybody's like, what is the CIA doing? But, and so, in a way, they're trying to get people in their mind saying, oh, Muslims is a...
Muslims are? Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead.
Muslims are a, like, problem. That's what they're trying to get into your other people's minds. Muslims are a part problem. Let us get rid of them.
They didn't do a very good job.
Oh, let's
still here.
Let's.
But there's still racism nowadays,
them.
So they did a really good job.
Let's trap them inside. So here we go. Now imagine there's no fear. What are you going to first do? Lay off what? CIA people, lay them off. Why? Because there's nothing to worry about. Are they going to let you do that? No. They are not. They're going to even make up. Acts that makes you more scared. They take advantage from acts that are done by stupid Muslims, okay? And they talk other stupid Muslims into saying we're going to do acts. So they go to the masjid, for example, and say, jihad, kill the infidels. So now Yeah, and they set up idiot Muslims. And then those Muslims say, yes, they recruit them. And here we go, the FBI catches them and they are all in prison. Well, you see the setup thing? This is very dirty and nasty, okay? It's to talk people into something, talk a bunch of idiots into something and take advantage of their stupidity.
Stupidity?
You guys should close that pen so it don't dry out.
Okay.
Close which pen? Oh,
so, we're going to have in the homework, I'm going to send you a link where you're going to read more about fear incorporation and how it works. So basically, those guys want jobs. Okay? So, they want... and the directors of the CIA, they want power. So that's what they do. They say, ha, exchange your power, exchange your rights.
He was a power?
Rights? No. Give up your rights, I give you security. So they started this. So they are, after the patriotic thing that is called Patriotic Act, this act is basically, you guys give up your rights. Now, the American, white Americans are not going to be targets for the Patriotic Act. Who's going to be the target?
Not me.
The Muslims, right? The white people are not worried about that because they are not going to be the target. The target are going to be the Muslims. So here's the Patriotic Act. And then there was something called National Defense Authorization Act that was passed. What is that National Defense Authorization Act? It allows the CIA to get you without evidence, without due process, without anything. They just get you and put you in prison for life.
Actually, they just passed.
If you are a killer, if you're a killer or a rapist, they do this to you. You get your due rights, due process. But if you are suspected of terror, okay, without evidence, without trial, without nothing, they take you, pick you up, and put you in prison for life,
also,
life sentence.
If anything poses as a terrorist, which they could just accuse random Muslims if they're causing a problem, they are allowed to put like security cameras and like maybe they'll like cut and paste what you're saying and being like, okay, let's take this part because it sounds like a they can do it. That they have drones all over the place.
Oh, forget the amendments. We're talking about far away. Lower than the amendments. And by the way, National Defense Authorization Act has passed.
It has.
You know it has passed last year?
It's the amendment saying that like if you're a terrorist.
If you're suspected of terrorism, you're taken from your house. And you can be put in a life sentence in prison without evidence, without evidence, without trial, without due process at all. I'll send you and they look.
That
what she's saying is good. Why? Because that will lead me to give you an example. Do you know in the Arabian people before Islam, one of them used to build a statue out of dates. Okay?
And then
we will pray and worship this date, the statue made of dates. Then later on, he runs out of food and he gets hungry. Guess what happens?
He eats it.
He is eating his god. Right?
Wait, the god eats the date statue.
Yeah, the ignorant, pre-Arabian ignorant guy will build a god out of his dates because it's easy to form and worship that. And when he gets hungry, he eats it.
Wow.
Doesn't that remind you with the civil rights? Civil rights is a god created and we stick with this god. We made this god called civil rights, which is good. But when we got hungry, we did what?
We did eat it. Eat what?
He's the god of civil rights.
Oh.
See? Yeah. That's the real test. The real test, if you believe in your principles, they should survive hard tests. Like, you stick with them, but you eat your gods as soon as you have a challenge or you have a threat, It means that you don't have a... There's you're changing gods here. Okay?
Some people think it's just like, oh, like in the time, they're like, oh yeah, there's a god up there. But in the time of need, they're just kind of like, okay, what do I do now? They don't really ask for any help. They're just kind of like, yes?
I know that like some people, like when they're in like times of need, they're like, they get mad and like they stop believing in God because they're like, if God was there, he'd help me.
Yes, there is. Let me answer this question. There are a lot of people when they see crimes, they use that as a proof that God does not exist. They say, if God is present, if he's seeing this, if he's aware of this, and he allows it to happen, then I'm not going to worship him. He's a mean, worthless God. So they say you have two choices. Is there a God who is attending the crime? You say yes. He says, it's not worth worshiping because he allowed such a thing to happen. If you say no, then say, okay, we're in the same boat. So what do you want to say? You want to tell them that there is something called free will. Free will, free choice. If God will stop criminals, then he will take away free will from people. And he created people to have free will. So when they commit crimes, that's round number one. Round number two, when they go meet God, they are going to be courted there and it's going to be good due process and the bad guys are going to have it. All right? So do you understand now? So about fear incorporation, we'll be asking you, we'll give you the link to do it. And about the National Defense Authorization Act, I'll be giving you the link. It was passed already. Okay?
It'll be on the website as always.
I'd like my organization, if I'm the director of the CIA, for example, I'd like my organization to grow bigger. And I like to have more power.
Why?
And in order to have more power, I have to be able to spy. So I have to convince the people to spy with these patriotic acts and all of these things. You understand? When people get scared, it's easier to get away their rights. But here is the threat. Here is the threat. It's going to grow up to be, okay... The white Americans, if they allow this to happen to the minorities, then it's going to hunt them back later. They are going to suffer from it later, and it's going to be a problem for them. Once the system is broken and people get used to giving up their due rights, okay, once this becomes the culture, who's going to suffer? Everybody. So right now they say, no, you guys are the ones who are suffering. Well, right now, yes, but once the security people get used to breaking the rights, okay, once they get used to that, then they are going to apply it on all minorities and majority altogether. Now, yes, there is something called state-sponsored terrorism. Who knows what state-sponsored terrorism is?
It's sponsored by...
Yeah. By a nation is sponsoring terrorism. And there is a gang-sponsored terrorism, which is sponsored by a gang, like Bin Laden gang, like Al-Qaeda gang, right? And there is state-sponsored terrorism that was supported by United States. There are. And... Yeah, state-sponsored terrorism. A lot of people died in Iraq. A lot of people died here. A lot of people died there. Just a minute, I'll finish this. So, state...
Wait, terrorism against America or Muslims?
Against Muslims. Against not only Muslims. Like Banana Republic, Panama.
Okay.
What happened in Panama?
Banana Republic.
Yes. Banana. They made it Banana Republic.
Banana.
United States converted Banana into.
Banana.
Oh, are you talking about Panama?
Banana Republic. Republic. It produces a lot of
banana.
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 Yes. Banana. Panama. They converted it into Banana Republic.
Why?
Huh? Because they basically oppressed the people. They took away the freedom from them and made Banana grow.
Stop saying
banana. Grow bananas.
Panama.
Banana.
Oh, it's Panama.
Yes.
Okay, that's.
Oh,
well, how did we start talking about
it? Oh, I thought it was
banana. I know.
I said Panama at least 8 times, people.
I heard you.
So where are we? Where are we? Where are we Muslims from gang-sponsored terrorism and state-sponsored terrorism?
You're
British?
Where?
Yeah.
She wants to be in her dreams.
How are we?
I'm going to England.
What is our position as Muslims between gang-sponsored terrorism and state-sponsored terrorism? We are what? Against both. Against both. In the, there was that guy who came out on television and he said, when George Bush said, it's you are either with us or with the terrorists. So he divided the world like just like Bin Laden. Divided the world in two camps. It's either you're us or against us. So the people, a lot of people got offended and said, who are you to choose for me? And I'm against both of you. And this is the position of Muslim, that he's against, Muslims are against both. State-sponsored terrorism and gang-sponsored terrorism. In Iraq war, there was a weapons of mass destruction. They found it, right?
No.
They didn't find any weapons of mass destruction, right? So that war is an act of terror. Because they killed 2 million Iraqi. And now the state-sponsored terrorism kills a lot of people because it's the power of the state. But the gang-sponsored terrorism, there was that underwear bomber. You guys hear about it?
Underwear bomber? Dirty or clean?
Stop. He put underwear. Stop. He put bomb in his underwear. And then every time people start forgetting, they make an accident like that. They take an idiot and make him do something stupid like that. Or somebody who puts the bomb in his shoes.
Let's not go into specifics, shall we? Okay.
Yeah, you get the point?
Oh, yeah.
What is the
just
point?
Just an example of this. Remember the Boston bombing?
Yeah, Boston bombing.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they got
some stupid guy. I guess he was just really wanted money.
Yeah.
And somebody offered it to me for them in order to do this job.
Yes. Yes.
That's not awesome.
And then they got killed, so
yeah,
he buried his dead. But you understand,
every time,
and he wasn't religious at all, every time people calm down, they make up something so that these security business grow and grow and grow and flourish.
Aye, aye, aye.
And people are not laid off. Who likes to be laid off? Nobody. So they make it up. All right. Inshallah, we'll see you next time. If you want to prepare about next time, it's going to be Sharia is harsh. They say Sharia is too harsh. They made it Banana Republic.
Panama.
They made Panama Banana Republic.
Banana.
Here you go. Now I'm going to take pictures.
I'm going to die because my arm is so tired.
I don't understand. How can people...
Huh?
How can people...
Life is cruel, but it's the only way to live.
How can people what?
I mean, they know that they're making themselves suffer as well when they're spreading this terrorism and bombing.
How does this affect Christianity?
There's a lot of criminals out there, right? If you go to Auckland, you have a lot of gang there. Killing and a lot of gangs, you know. There are gangs. Yeah, there are gangs everywhere. And they commit crime and they kill people.
And they're not being, and they're not like, the guy was Christian, just saying, but when it's Muslim. I was actually watching the news for the Boston bombing, and it was all like, the news kept on giving evidence that he was a sincere Muslim. Like, recently when he did the bombing, he started praying 5 times a day, and, like, he was on the internet, on Twitter, and he was, like, defending Islam, and then they were totally using that against us.
He was set up. He was set up. My opinion, he was set up by the CIA to do something stupid so that they continue the theater incorporation business.
I bet you would lose some money. And I probably win that bet too.